The Torah tells us in three places about the Isser of Basar B'cholav. An Isser Achila, an Isser eating, an Isser getting benefit, and an Isser of cooking. And in order to be an Isser Daraisa, it has to be cooked, or else one doesn't have a din of Basar B'cholav. And that's why Derech Bishu Astra Torah. And what is the nature of the Isser of Bishu? We learn in Achila, if Bishu is Asser, then Achila is certainly Asser. Why? Because the Ketzel Mishnah writes in Hilchas, based on the Rambam, Hilchas Tumas Meis Alav Beis, that the whole purpose of Bishu is only to prevent you from eating it. So therefore, it's like a biblical Gzera. But the point of the Ketzel Mishnah saying is the Isser of Bishu V'cholav isn't Bishu per se, even though it's an Isser Daraisa. But the nature of the Isser Bisho is to prevent you from eating it. And based on this, we discussed before, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, others, that if you cook something that can't be eaten, an experiment, something which poison, or something less likely to be eaten, so then maybe this doesn't apply or not. But with this, the Briska Rav also ties into a similar issue, another Machlokes. The Briska Rav writes, and other briskers as well, the Gemara Chu and Daf Kof Ches, that what, when we say there's an Isser Bishul Basar V'cholav, how much do you have to cook it? So the Gemara says you have to cook it Sha'achayim Ochen also, that others will eat it. So what does that mean? It doesn't give a set measurement. So Rashi learns the Gemara that Mavasho called Tzarcho. You have to cook it to its normal. You got to cook it like normal people will eat it. That's what it means. And the Ritva disagrees and says, no. We know we have a concept of Bishul by Shabbos, and we know the Isser. You could violate the Isser Daraisa if you cook it to Machol Ben Drosai. That's a third or two thirds, depending on the Shita. He was a crook who used to eat on the run. So it's a major Machokas. Rashi and the Ritva, to violate the Isser Daraisa Basar V'cholav, does it have to be called Tzarcho, or does it have to be even Machal Ben Drosai? So the Briska Rav says, what's the pshat? Clearly Rashi, well, the Ketzel Mishnah is learning like Rashi, that this, like the Ketzel Mishnah said in the Rambam, the whole purpose of the Isser, didn't have to write Achila, because the whole purpose of Bishul was for Achila. So if Bishul is Asr, Achila is Asr. So he says that's Pshat, and Rashi's learning that you saw it as well. Maybe they learned it from Rashi, that the whole purpose of the Bishul, the whole Isser, Basar V'cholav, is eating it. So therefore, if you only cook a Machol Ben Drosai, even though in Hilchos Shabbos it might be considered Bishul, but Basar V'cholav is a different geder. If the geder is you're going to eat it, so therefore, even to violate the biblical prohibition of Bishul Basar V'cholav, it has to be Mavasho called Tzarcho, and the Ritva disagrees. It's a din in Bishul like Shabbos. It's just the Maisa Bishul, which is the problem. You cook it, so that's the violation. So that seems to be the Machlokes, the Ritva and Rashi here, whether you need Mavasho called Tzarcho, and that seems to be based on whether you go with the Ketzel Mishnah, as you showed, of whether the whole purpose of cooking Basar V'cholav is because of concern for eating it. If the whole Bishul is set up for eating, so in a case where no one's going to eat it, Mavasho Machol Ben Drosai, then it wouldn't be Yasser, at least not in HaTorah. And according to Ritva, no, it's a general din of Bishul independently. And perhaps whether some want it connected, maybe it's not connected. We have a similar issue by Hilchos Shabbos as well. We have a principle, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. That, you know, again, there's a lot of limitations to it, but the principle is, once you cook something, when you cook it again, it's not an Isser Daraisa. So the question is, does that apply to Basar V'cholav or not? And then let's say something was already cooked, now I'm cooking it again. So, again, it could depend on, the question is, why is Ein Bishul Acha Bishul Mutter on Shabbos? Is it because some Rishonim say, because once mavash, always mavash. It's not considered. You only could cook something once by definition. I'm not doing anything. I'm not cooking it. I only could violate Bishul once or no? Really, I could violate Bishul 100 times. The reason why, when we're talking about Ein Bishul Aka Bishul, what you're doing is insignificant. But if you give me a Hecha Timsa, we are cooking it, is significant, then maybe it would be a problem of Bishul. So, by Bishul Basa Bechol, it seems to be an issue. The issue is, does it apply to Bishul Basa Bechol or not? And then one could argue it depends on if the concern is for eating it. So if now by doing something to it, you're going to make it more edible, so then maybe it'd be a problem. But if you made it less edible, maybe it wouldn't. But by if this is this Bishul per se, it would make a difference. Or perhaps this issue has nothing to do with it. The nature of Bishul by Shabbos is a totally different issue than Basar B'cholov. So, that's just, again, based on the Yisod of the Kess of Mishnah, which seems to become earlier in the Rishonim, and many questions come out on the nature of Basar B'cholov, all depending on if it's an independent Isser on its own right, this Bishul for the sake of Bishul, or is it the main purpose, the Torah right Bishul, is for the Zera not to come to eat it.